HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Today's episode will be hosted by Karan Machado. Karan is a radio host with 94.3 Radio 1 and is a fellow podcaster of the Tech for Change podcast. Over to you, K.
Thanks, Prasid. This is a special episode that's brought to you by Oracle Advertising and CX. Now, even though Web 3.0 has been around since 2006, we've been hearing a lot about it lately. And today, it's synonymous with functions like semantic web, microformats, natural language search, data mining, machine learning, AI techniques, and a lot more. In the wake of Web 3.0, the consumer culture has also changed and it's become more empowered and engaged. Now, seeking an emotional bond with brands, but you know, serving customers in volumes, that's also required. Smart bots owning to the preference the customers have shown towards chat widgets. As a result, conversational messaging platforms have shot up. Gupshup is one such leading platform, trusted by 45,000 plus global brands. The app powers over 9 billion messages per month. This has been made possible through a great CX strategy, data, AI, hyper-personalization, and a lot more. So to talk a little bit more about it, we have with us Mr. Srinivas B. Vijayaraghavan. He's VP Marketing at Gupshup. He's given me the permission to call him Srini. So Srini, welcome to Mint, etc.
Thank you, Kay. Happy to be here.
You know, I've got so many questions and I want to just dive right in as we get to this. So since the inception of conversational messaging platforms like yours, I feel like thousands of large and small businesses in emerging markets are using it to actually build conversational experiences across marketing, sales, and support. Now, what kind of issues did you actually anticipate your customers would have while building the CX strategy?
That's a great question, Kay. And I would say that I would probably answer that by taking a step back
sure.
to look at the way CX has evolved over the last couple of decades, right? So the CX before the internet took off was everything was offline. So the customer experience was what they felt when they came to a physical store or your office. But the website, proliferation of websites, you know, there are billions of websites in the world today. So that became the first step of how you can create a customer experience on the internet, on a web-based platform. And then we went to the app revolution where, you know, the CX sort of moved along with the website, a CX customer experience was created on mobile apps. I think what is happening now is given the amount of instant messaging that consumers are doing with each other, they've started feeling this need to be able to have a two-way conversation with the brands and the businesses that they interact with as well, just like they sort of interact with each other. And I think this is where the whole shift towards the conversational experiences, which is, I would say, is a kind of a subset or a whatever is powering CX. So websites were powering CX, apps were powering CX, data is powering CX, but now these conversational experiences, you know, they also fit into this whole framework. What I want to call out is that they don't live separately. They are part of the customer's integrated CX strategy. It's just that the strategy has evolved to include these technologies into the way it is developed and deployed. So to answer your question, the specific question, a lot of companies are embracing conversational technologies. I would say obviously like any technology, there are the early adapters. And we see that a lot of the, what you call as a digital native companies, the born in digital companies are first past the post, I would say, because they understand the need to, you know, have a WhatsApp enablement or an Instagram enablement, chatbots being used, automation to be brought in. They sort of take more naturally to that. Some of the more older enterprises are also now becoming more nimble in that they're digitizing. So if you look at banks, banks are moving into branchless banking, automated banking. They are moving a lot of legacy processes into automated fashion. Retailers are going online. The proliferation of D2C brands, as you know, as you've seen, all of these different verticals, EdTech, for example, even healthcare and many other verticals, they've started embracing these technologies with a primary goal of making the CX much more human, much more personalized, and to give customers a feeling that, you know, I'm actually talking to you. You know, I'm not just throwing something in your direction. I'm actually talking to you. I'm having a conversation with you.
Right. It's interesting that you mentioned banking, because one of the first things that comes to my mind when you referred to that is neobanking, but probably conversation for another time. But based on what you said, clearly, you know, I'd say conversational messaging platforms like yours, they're on the cusp of another fundamental shift in how the world actually leverages, for example, AI-powered conversational messaging, right? Today, we see all types of brands adopting a bunch of technologies to enhance their customer experience, but obviously, tailoring personalized solutions to each one of them in real time, it's not all easy. So how has that changed in the past 2 to 3 years, if you can take me through that?
So I think the trend of customer data platform has already been there for the past several years. So I think companies recognize that they are capturing a lot of information about their customers, not just their buying behaviors, but let's say their browsing patterns. How frequently they buy. So there's a lot of data that is being collected for every single customer. It's just that the way the data was being actioned was done in a very siloed manner. So I would say that the CDPs or the customer data platforms was the first trend that has started in the last few years. And now what is being done is that using the CDP, the CDP plugs into other systems like a CRM system that, you know, customer relationship management system that a company has, a billing system, e-commerce system like a Shopify or a Magento.
Yeah.
So all of these systems are now talking to each other. And then you add the conversational engagement platform on top of that. And what you are able to do is you're able to create these journeys that, you know, if let's say, K WhatsApps me, I'm a bank, and K WhatsApps me, I immediately know that K is WhatsApping from a number that's associated with an account. And I start asking him a lot of questions to say, are you wanting to talk to us about a savings account? Is it a credit card or any other financial instrument that you have?
Right.
So we're able to sort of create that intimate feeling with K to say that, look, you know, we know you, we recognize you, you know, let's have a conversation with you. So that's how it's sort of coming to.
Specifically, you're saying in the past 2 to 3 years, that's the
Definitely.
Evolution we've seen more than ever before, in fact.
See, personalization also used to exist. Like, it's not that it's only been the last 2 to 3 years. So the website personalization has been, you know, the work has been done on that for a long time. So today you can personalize a website content.
Correct.
If you're able to detect that it's a visitor who's come in the past, you know their browsing patterns, you know what they're interested in. Like, you see it on e-commerce sites all the time, right? So if you have certain products that you're interested in, those are the ones that will be shown to you. So that has been there for a long time. But what we are talking about is personalization that is sort of brought into that small little chatbot window that you have within an Instagram messenger or within a WhatsApp messaging app or a Facebook messenger.
Got it. Fascinating. I think possibilities are really endless, and that's the beautiful part about it. Okay, so let me get a little adventurous here. The idea of the metaverse and Web 3.0 has captivated the attention of every major tech company. One of the defining features is Web 3.0 powered smart bots or chatbots. And this is where conversational messaging platforms like yours come in. So what's next for conversational messaging platforms? Will we be seeing the metaverse making a larger appearance in maybe offerings in years to come?
Well, I would say that while the metaverse, Web 3.0, these are emerging technologies, I think conversational engagement still has to traverse the product adoption lifecycle. I would say that it is somewhere in the early majority stage, and it's sort of set to cross the chasm where every business, big or small, will have some sort of conversational technology implemented. So I think that is the first phase, which will probably happen in the next 2 to 3 years. That's my estimate. But when it comes to the Web 3.0, I think one of the principal characteristics of Web 3.0 is something called as a semantic web or semantic technology, where a website or a web application is so aware of the intent that you have when you visit it, let's say through your keywords or something that you type on the search engine, And one is the awareness of the intent. And secondly, it leverages AI and data to sometimes even generate content that is relevant for you. And that is also delivered through virtual assistants, through chatbots and things like that. So that is where
you don't mind me asking, can you give us an example, like how you just gave me one for me coming to a platform? I would love if you could give our listeners an example of the same of what you just described.
Yeah. So for example, if you are somebody that is looking to, let's say, buy a pair of running shoes, right? You know, best running shoes. Now that, because that I'm choosing that as a product because it is typically customized to what is the level of activity that you want to do. It's not a simple binary decision.
Yeah.
So, and let's say that you land on a particular brand. If I'm allowed to take some brand names, I will. So maybe, let's say you land on ASICS
right.
Website. Now, currently the ASICS website may know that you have searched for that, and then based on the existing websites that they have, you will land on one particular page, and then you will navigate through the website and get to your checkout and all that. But in a semantic web, what happens is based on your browsing, based on your keywords, the website will make a determination on, you know, what you might be looking for. They may not serve you one static page, but they may actually put together an initial like
basket,
page for you to look at.
A basket for me, of offerings for me to pick on based on my...
Possibly.
Yeah.
You can start with one page, but then depending on how you're browsing through the page, the whole system is intelligent enough to figure out whether you're engaged, whether you may have some more questions, and then the next content may start coming up in real time based on how you're interacting with it. So that is one example. And of course, at that point, you may have a virtual assistant come in and sort of walk you through it. And sometimes, you know, you may not even get a website page. You may just land on a virtual assistant who just walks you through, hey, I believe you're searching for this, you know, let's talk, you know, just like you would speak to a storekeeper or somebody that you, if you walk into an ASICS showroom. So that's one very crude example, I would say, of how this might.
I think that's a great example because it becomes very relatable to a lot of people because they can actually see themselves being in that situation. Okay, so to talk about how CX strategies are built for conversational messaging products, we have with us Madhukar Uniyal. Madhukar heads the Oracle Customer Experience CX Solution Engineering team at Oracle. Madhukar and his team, of course, work as trusted technology advisors and evangelists for leading customers in varied industry segments across India and Asia-Pacific regions. The majority of his time is actually spent consulting companies on what's best suited as a journey for their customers. So, Madhukar, firstly, welcome to Mint, etc. And it's great to have you here.
Hi, Shrini.
Hi. Welcome, Madhukar.
You know, I think that great customer experience isn't about channels. It's about making it easy for customers to reach your company from anywhere at any time. Madhukar, I think we're on the same page till now. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what makes a CX strategy both industry agnostic and industry specific at the same time, in your opinion?
Yes, okay. First of all, you're absolutely right. You know, CX is not about channels. In fact, it is not at all about channels, because if you think about it, channels are what? They're just a messenger, right? I mean, let's call them pipes, right? To reach from point A to point B, person A to person B, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's SMS, whether it's email, whether it's a contact center, all of these are channels, whether it's your website, which is inbound, or, you know, let's say IVR, which is outbound. So channels are, you know, just the messengers. What really is important is the brain, which is deciding what to send, what communication to send to who at what time. You know, what's the sensitivity of that communication? Is this the right time to send somebody, you know, this kind of offer or this kind of discount and so on? So, yeah, it's not about channel. It's about how these channels play an orchestra, you know. So like you have a guitar, you have a drum, you have a piano and so on. How do you play the orchestra? I think that's where, to what Shrini mentioned, right, the customer data platforms, these decisioning engines, these AI ML actually help you play that orchestra really well. And they're fine tuning every day, by the way. So this orchestra is just getting
better and better.
Better and better. Yeah. So, Kate, to come into your next question, what's industry agnostic and industry specific? Let's take our example, right? We are all customers, consumers. So when I am talking to my bank, when I'm talking to, let's say, you know, the government organization, let's just call it, I'm talking to the Aadhaar for my verification, or let's say when I'm talking to, you know, an e-tailer or retailer that I, you know, deal with every day.
Sure.
What's the first thing that I expect? I expect a fast resolution, right? I want the channel of my choice, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's IVR, whether it's in-person communication when I walk into the branch. So those are the fundamental agnostic things I believe in a customer experience. Fast service, you know, I want a quick resolution. Just let's get it done, because time, I think, is the most critical thing that 100%. We as a consumers, you know, look out for. What is more industry specific? Okay, depends on when I'm discussing it with my bank. I want it to be, you know, a little more secure, for example, right? Some of the dynamics change when I'm doing an interaction with my bank back and forth. Like if somebody randomly calls me and says, by the way, I'm calling you from your bank and I just want to do a verification, my first thing will be, who the hell are you? It's about my bank, right? Whereas if I'm talking to a retailer, you know, online retailer, and they talk about, the groceries were not delivered this morning, I'll say, oh yeah, they were not delivered. I'll not verify that again. So I think, you know, in the industry to industry, some things are agnostic common, which is the time, the experience that I expect, the micro moments that I live in. And second, from a, you know, specific to industry, I think it's more around, again, like I said, the dynamics of that industry.
You know, while we kind of understand that automated conversations are based on customer feedback, right? We also have been seeing that converting these conversations into business for an organization, I think it requires a little bit of a personal touch, right? But in a case like this where, say, for example, a conversational messaging platform is enabling personalization through technology, what do you think can be done to improve these conversation rates?
Yeah. So, and this is where technology can really play a very, very critical role. I'll share a couple of examples with you, right? So one is, I booked a holiday some time back and I had to cancel it for, you know, some reason. I was really in a bad mood because I had to cancel a planned holiday. Now, what do I expect from my travel company is stop, first of all, sending me any more promotion because I just canceled the holiday. And this doesn't require a human intervention. It just requires you to suppress me from your marketing communication. That's number one. When I call your contact center, the first thing I expect the agent to ask me is, we know you are waiting for a refund. First of all, sorry to hear about your holiday cancellation. This doesn't require, you know, a specialized human. This just requires, let's say, a system to prompt the agent or the, you know, the person on the other side that, you know, that's the first thing you should communicate. So it requires a human touch, but it's guided human touch, I would say. It's the assisted, you know, service. One more angle, okay, I really want to bring it forum is,
please.
One of the survey we did we call it the happiness survey. It's like the humor at the center of it. So we are also looking at the altogether different lens of, you know, taking the customer experience to the next level. And humor plays a very important role. Now, it's 76% of the respondents here in India said they are more likely to do business with brands which bring humor into the conversation.
Interesting.
Now that's a food for thought, you know. How do you use emojis to, how do you be more witty in your communication?
Yeah.
It's a whole new dimension.
I can think of a couple of food ordering apps that do that very well. But we'll probably say that for another episode. Srini, anything you'd like to add on that front, you know, specifically to what Madhukar kind of just said? Anything you'd like to particularly add on that?
No, I think the example that he used is very relevant, and we typically call that an agent assist solution. That every time, let's say I'm an agent, and let's say, okay, you're calling me, so I should somehow get all the information about you in front of me so that I can say exactly what Madhukar expects me to say, that look, I believe you are waiting for a refund. Now, that is also something that you know, a lot of companies are trying to solve on the CX side, that how can all this data be put in front of the people who are conversing with customers on a day-to-day basis, that it doesn't live in some corner of their digital infrastructure, but you're putting it in the hands of the people who are actually having these day-to-day conversations. So I think that was a very interesting example.
Yeah, you can take it to the chatbot, right, Srini? So when somebody says, hi, chatbot,
exactly.
It just says, yeah, I know there's a refund in process. Anything else I can help you? So no human there, right? Yeah. It's all chatbot driven.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Srini, have you had any experiences in the past with a place where you're like, oh, this is This is a good chatbot. It's really working.
Well, I think the chatbots that I typically use, they are improving all the time. I would say that most of the chatbots that you see today are what you call as structured chatbots, where you have a finite set of options.
Correct.
And you click on something and you get another set of options. But and most of them are fairly efficient. But I think now what's happening is that you're getting a lot of fuzzy kind of logic, natural language processing, where the chatbot is actually trying to figure out your intent in terms of what you
Correct.
Are trying to
yeah.
do, etc. Yeah. I think one of my most efficient experiences with chatbot was I had to undergo a COVID test before traveling, that mandatory test that there. And I went through a chatbot on WhatsApp from the website. It was led me to the WhatsApp chatbot, and I didn't really need to call any single person. The test was booked using the bot. The person came, took the sample, and then the result was also provided on the bot itself. So
that was my dream. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, there are so many things, so many instances in life, and so many mundane things that we do that I feel can just be accomplished exactly how you just said it.
Exactly.
And I mean, at the end of the day, as a customer, I feel fulfilled. I feel I don't want to spend 3 hours waiting on an IVR to kind of talk to somebody and stuff like that. I feel like, this instant thing is way better.
Yeah, and IVR fatigue is a thing. I mean, you can Google that. People are fed up of having to wait on IVRs. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that even banks are trying to solve, because they get probably the maximum number of calls with questions and things like that. So I think this conversational technologies, customer data platform, working closely with the CRM, it's a kind of a holy trinity, if you will, which will sort of create this personalized, intimate experience for customers. And it almost feels like the business and you are actually the brand, and you are actually talking to each other.
Correct.
And also don't forget voice, right? Don't forget voice. We have just been talking about chatting and text, but we are living in the age where voice bots, voice automation, avatars, digital avatars are also going to be coming up very soon that will start interacting with you the way humans would, and the same technology would be used there as well.
I think I saw that once at a I'm going to take the name of the company, but let's just say a big search engine related company, I think you can guess, in their annual event, and that was scary but so cool at the same time. You know what I mean?
Big search engine.
Srini and I are not sure at all. We don't know. We're not sure. But to the both of you,
it's a plane, it's a search engine.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank you both for being on this edition of Mint, etc. It's been so nice, racking your brains a little bit, and I've really enjoyed myself. I think if I have to sum up everything that we've kind of discussed, is that nothing goes over great customer experience at the end of the day. And of course, CX strategy being introduced, not only at the right time, but also at the right place, becomes integral to the offerings of a company, is something that I took away personally from you guys. But also, in specifically what Srini said, which is, the evolution of chatbots and smart bots in a Web 3.0 universe, I think that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of emerges. Thank you both for your time, and thank you for being on this edition of Mint, etc. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Mother.
Thank you, Kay.
Okay.
Thanks, Srini. Good day. Bye. Bye.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HTSmartCast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.